Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the weekend, it's probably a good idea for you to stretch your body and your mind. So we'll see what we can do about helping you with both of those things. Jay Kirstner is with Doug Steffen. You want to do some calisthenics? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We can that'll stretch your body a little bit. And with the conversation, we'll... you have to take a big... big deep breath. Yes, okay. So the best place for you to stretch your mind, hopefully, is exposure to our thinking. Your thinking begins with our thinking. We're thinking. We have to think. T-H-I-N-K. Sounds like the cheer to a baseball or a football game or something, right? See what's happening in the good news department here as we start this hour of the March 6th. Is today the 6th? Or today? Yeah, today's the 6th. Okay.
6, yeah.
Yep, 6. S-I-X. Let's hear it for SIX. So, Grace Callwood, she was only 7 years old. She got news from her doctor that would change her life forever. She's now 18 years of age. Back in 2011, she was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Not a great thing, no matter what your age, but certainly... at her age, at that ripe young age of 7, this is a cancer of the lymph.
Diagnosed at stage 4. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is at that age. Wow. This is a cancer of the lymph system, and then it easily spreads to the other part of your body because, as Jack Stockwell will tell you, or Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the lymph system is the highway. It is the railroad, if you will, of all the fluids in your body, brings the things that are bad to the place where you can pee them out or poop them out, not to put too fine a point on it, but that's what it does. Gets rid of the horrible whatever yuckabungas there are in your body. And so if it doesn't work, that stuff all plugs up, and that's why oftentimes people who have lymphoma or other kind of lymph cancers, they feel the first time they know they have it is when they are showering or taking a bath, and under their arms, as they wash, they feel a lump. So anyway, this lady says she was the type of child that never liked to miss school or anything, but they had to go to the doctor. I had no idea what cancer was, really what it meant, until I had it. And then I just knew that my life had changed. So she was in the hospital. She says she noticed other children suffering from various illnesses. She says many didn't have a support system, so she, as a youngster, decided to take action. Wow. One of the first things she did was to donate her brand new back-to-school clothing to two girls who had lost their home in a fire. How about that for an act of kindness? It was the turning point that actually led her to launch the We Can Serve movement. Can Serve is spelled as cancer instead of S-E-R-V. It's C-A-N-C-E-R-V. Nonprofit that brings happiness to homeless, sick, and foster youth. She says, all I could think of was how I related to those two girls in the way that we had both entered life-changing situations. I'd become a critically ill child. They'd become homeless. Over the past 10 years, Ms. Callwood, who is now cancer-free, by the way, helped 25,000 children all over the world, $155,000 collected in awards for her work. She donated all of it. She also raised $500,000 more and gave $300,000 to 9 pediatric oncology units, including the one at Walter Reed National Hospital in Washington, helps children, specifically veterans. A couple of years ago, she was named one of the Hormel Food 20 Under 20 Inspiring Young Food Heroes in a ceremony held at the Harvard Food Institute. She says, happiness has always been a huge thing for me. I like making people happy and seeing other people happy. Everybody talks about finding your passion, building from there. And at 7 years old, making other people happy was my passion, so I could build upon that and help others using that. Although my passion has grown.
And at such a young age, having going through what she was going through and still want to turn and help others, help those around her. At 7 and now 18 and how much she has done, she is a true inspiration.
Pretty amazing. She created something called Camp Happy, which is a summer day camp free for homeless children. That project became, it's been going on for 7 years now. It became three transitional housing programs for homeless families. Man, this kid really got it. The program expanding to reach foster care group homes and students enrolled in Title I schools. Wow. Virtual model of Camp Happy during the pandemic. Her foundation's all-youth board of advisors opened La Magnifique Boutique. Is that, is that okay? Close enough? Magnifique Boutique. Anyway, the point is a full-service boutique offering shoes and clothing and jewelry for teen girls who live in foster care. They also developed the We Can Serve Pediatric Patient Assistance Fund to help families who have sick children at Sinai Hospital in Baltimore. So what doesn't this young girl do? She's,
She needs to change lives.
Yep. Anyway, that's a long story, but it's a good story about somebody who's really done something with their lives starting out early. Some people are just like that. Some people have a calling. Some people have the ability. Some people have the desire. Everybody's different. And that's her deal. Speaking of cancer, President Joe Biden had a physical. Apparently, they removed a lesion that was cancerous. The lesion removed during his physical is, according to Dr. Kevin O'Connor, it's a basal cell carcinoma. All of the cancerous tissue was successfully removed. That's what they always say. Not that I'm trying to throw cold water on this, but I think more often than not, they can't really see or get at it. I'm not wishing, I'm just saying that's the way it is. I've known a lot of people who've had these skin things. So anyway, these lesions don't tend to spread.
Like if you catch it fast.
Early.
Yeah, exactly. And if you catch it fast enough, they can fully remove it. Yeah. And the cancer tissue, and it seems like most people, like you, Doug, I know a few people who have had this. Most people have it that I have known in their forearm, on their forearm somewhere.
Yeah.
It seems like he had it on his chest, but also Dr. Joe had one removed in January.
Her wife, she did. Yep, yeah. I had one on my face that was taken off, 20 years ago, a little bit. It was a precancerous one. And all they do is they put something on it, some medication that sucks those cancer cells out of your face or wherever it is. Sometimes it's on your arm. It's where you're exposed a lot. I'm on the farm, and I'm exposed outside in the sun all the good weather months, and I wear short sleeve shirts. I always have that farmer's tan. And if you go swimming, you can tell by looking at my legs that it's a farmer's tan. So anyway, Biden was at Walter Reed also for a second medical exam. There are questions about his age because he's the oldest sitting president. I think at the time Reagan was the oldest president that was elected, but he wasn't 80. I don't think he was 80 in office, but I don't remember. But at any rate, this is something that they're thinking about. You look around at all of the hoopla about who's running for president, who wants to run for president. There's this one, there's that one. There are more Republicans who are saying, I want to be president. I saw that Governor Sununu of New Hampshire over the weekend taking a shot at Trump, saying we can't have Trump again, we can have me. Well, maybe we can have me. That's kind of what he was saying. And then all the other characters. There was one guy, the governor of a state, I forget his name, who said, I'm not running. So it's interesting that they feel so strongly about themselves I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not running. And I don't even remember who the guy was. That shows you how important. I'm sure somebody got it. I saw him walking across the stage in a news, in one of these news stories, and I just thought, I chuckled to myself, I don't know who you are, sir, and I don't care whether you're not running or not. But there are probably some people who do. Maybe his wife, his children, whatever. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Okay, so over the weekend, it was winter. It was winter.
Still.
Still winter. I drove Friday night out to Albany and beyond to bring some more things out to an auction. I'm cleaning out a lot of stuff that I don't need, and I've gone out there 3 times in the last, 5 weeks? And it snowed, and it snowed, and it was like isolated. You know, one of those storms that doesn't go very far. It just gets to one place and just keeps dumping snow.
It just stays there?
Just stayed there. Right. Yep. So the power was off up in that area. I was listening to myself actually on the Coble, the Coble Skill Station, WSDE, and then I was listening to some other things about the stories people have, and all of the trucks that had come in from other states to take care of the power lines, and just thinking to myself, how ridiculous is it that we have these power lines above ground, and this happens all the time. Every time there's a storm where they haven't cut the limbs off of trees, the trees get heavy and the dead branches fall off and they break the lines and everybody's inconvenienced. And we've gotten so used to it that we don't do anything about it. You know, do you protest your electric bill? Well, they'll tell you if you protest, well, you didn't get charged for the electricity that you didn't use because the meter wasn't running because the tree hit the wire and the electric was off. So how many people, as a result of this, we had this problem at one of the barns in the farm when the power went out and there isn't a generator attached to this particular barn, pipes broke all over the place. So we've had to pay to fix the pipes that were broken because the electricity went out and there was no heat. I don't think that's right. Do you, Jay? What do you think that's right? It should be.
No.
My
thought is kind of like, why don't you have home warranty? Wouldn't that cover a lot of this?
Not for a barn. Uh-uh. All right, food for thought. That's the weather. It's 18 after.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This portion of the hour is devoted to trending items from social media about celebrities and certainly lots of folks who have enjoyed the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd over the years are talking about the passing of Gary Rossington. He was only 71 years old. Here's a sort of overview of the life and times of Gary Rossington.
Musician and songwriter Gary Rossington, born December 1951 in Jacksonville, Florida. Gary Robert Rossington originally loved baseball and didn't discover his passion for music until he was a teenager.
Well, we haven't given nothing but music, you know, that's all we know how to do is play.
In 1964, Rossington met the other founding members of what would become Lynyrd Skynyrd through a baseball tournament. It was Rossington's guitar and musicianship that would help push Lynyrd Skynyrd into stardom in the 1970s with instantly recognizable tracks like Tuesday's Gone and Sweet Home Alabama.
We just want to get what we got, you know, it's for the people, that's why we're here.
He eventually founded Rossington Collins Band, showcasing his iconic mastery of rock and roll. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd in 2006. We remember an icon of Southern rock and guitar legend, Gary Rossington.
So these guys are all gone now. Interesting.
Yeah, he was the last surviving founding member of the band. And 71, that is so young. And while a cause of death hasn't been released, we do know that he's had a history of heart issues. He had an emergency heart procedure in 2019. He had a previous surgery following a heart attack in 2015.
He also, along with the rest of that bunch, had you know, the usual drug stuff that goes with rock stars from that era. So... All right, well, a good word and a good thought for the passing of the last member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Speaking of passings, we'll talk about Tom Sizemore in a moment here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
We have so many people that get on it for weight loss and end up staying on it because it's great for joint pain.
And I take it all the time. Every day. How many people do you know, they went on this diet or that drug, and then 15 weeks later, they're back to the same weight, up and down.
Gain it back and then some. And, you know, that is the great thing about Calitrin, is when you're rebuilding that lean collagen protein, you know, that muscle tissue, you don't lose it immediately. That is a question that customers ask all the time. Am I going to gain all the weight back as soon as I get off of the product? And with Calitrin, no. It will not be an immediate, hey, I'm off this product, I'm going to gain all the weight back and then some.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free But we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. We have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOFTS. Or, again, that website is toplofts.com.
So Sizemore was in films like Saving Private Ryan, Natural Born Killers. He was an action star. He was hospitalized. He had a brain aneurysm a couple of weeks ago, but he died peacefully with his children and his brother by his side. But he was an interesting guy. There's a group, probably a couple of dozen of actors who have big names, created big names around the action genre, if you will. So anyway, he was in Point Break. Actually, I think that's where he started. He was Bat Masterson in Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. That was an interesting role. He had been in the Netflix series Cobra Kai. And so anyway, you recognize his face. You knew he was in trouble, frankly, because those aneurysms, you can't really... Sometimes they get into your brain fast enough and they can heal it, but not usually. So, anyway.
Medical personnel had already told his family that the outlook was not looking good and they needed to prepare.
Exactly. So, a lousy way to start the week with the death of two very well-known people. But it's something that we talk. Hey, did you hear about Tom Sizemore? People saying that sort of thing. And Leonard Skinner here as a focus on Good Days, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
USA News. On demand.
On your phone. On your computer. On your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms. From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A second Norfolk Southern train has derailed in Ohio over the weekend. Though no hazardous materials leaked, the crash near Springfield, Ohio on Saturday renewed questions about rail safety. Springfield Township Fire Chief Dave Mangle at a press conference yesterday.
The crew from owner-operator of the railroad, Railway Norfolk Southern, Clark County Hazmat Team, the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, each independently examined the crash site and verified there was no evidence of spillage at the site.
China is set to create a new government agency to centralize the management of the country's vast amounts of data collection. The new National Data Bureau is set to become the top Chinese regulator on various data-related issues. It will be a big change from the current structure in which multiple ministries share data oversight. Lance Pry, USA News.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with a 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. Oh, nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24-7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Beat you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Beat goes on at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday, the 6th of March is upon us. Jay Kirshner here, loyal steed. I watched a lot of Cowboys over the weekend.
What do you do?
I was encapsulated in a hotel room longer than I wanted to be on Friday night and into Saturday morning. That was part of that storm, as I was talking earlier, that affected a lot of states across the country. We were talking about this on Thursday and Friday as the storm moved across the country. At least 13 people have died, and hundreds of thousands of people are in the dark because of this ridiculous system that we have. This is all over the northern tier of our country. There were thunderstorms. On the Saturday morning when I turned on the local Albany radio, it was radio and television. Television guy was talking about thunderstorms, lightning and stuff that came about as a result of some really strange anomalies as the weather masses collided and the snow was falling. You don't often hear, once in a while, again, I was thinking, when was the last time I heard about a thunderstorm, lightning and stuff in a snowstorm? It is possible. Not very often does it happen. So anyway, people were stuck, a lot of people without power, and so there's supposed to be a little bit more of this. I think we've been through most of it this week, a little bit here and there. But it is wintertime. I grabbed the local paper when I was in Schoharie County, the Times Journal. Those of you who are there, the headline is $2.5 million for Sharon Springs, which is where I go to the auctions, to the McFadden auctions. And it's a big deal in a little town like that. You get a grant from the federal government for economic development. But then there's the picture and the story about winter making a comeback. It is winter still. We've got how many?
Isn't that one of the sayings, March in like a lion, out like a lamb?
Yes, it is. And so as it comes in like a lion, the transition to spring happens. Let's see. We got 2 weeks and 2 days until the first day of spring. This weekend, it's spring ahead. So you lose an hour of sleep in this continuing ridiculous saga, or as some would say, saga. The New Englanders say saga. Sagas, how it said. So just the foolishness of going back and forth with the clock. And for whatever the reason, you know, you look at the government and how it functions. These people can't even agree on what to do with what 95% of the country doesn't like. What are they there to do? If they don't, they can't even fix this. We don't like, you know, the feeling was, in most of the surveys I've seen, Jay, that people like standard time. They want it to be standard. But it's so confusing, you don't know half the time whether it's standard time or we're in standard time now. This is standard time. So next week at this time, we'll have moved the clocks ahead. And so you lose an hour, so what? But that's not the point. The point is, yeah, get an extra hour of daylight. It was done for agrarian purposes, as many of the things in our country and around the world have been done to move agricultural endeavors up, give the farmers an extra hour of daylight. I like it because I can work on my farm an extra hour. It's neat. But then, okay, so that's a benefit. But so pick a time. So I think we, if I'm not mistaken, you may have followed this as well, the changing of the time. Most people felt that standard time was better. And then so the Congress introduced a bill to mandate fast time. That is what it's like when you change the clock forward and leave it there for an hour. It's because other people don't
so keeping
do it
the daylight
that way.
Time.
Keeping daylight all the time. Silly.
So that's one of those things that no matter what people feel, if they want to keep standard versus they want to keep daylight, we can all agree that we want the change to stop.
Yeah, exactly. So also in the Times Journal in Schoharie County, a lot of stories about how folks up there, a lot of farm and agricultural endeavors, are whiling away the winter with dancing. Dancing is becoming quite the physical. This is one of the things that people are getting themselves back in shape by doing dancing. Ballroom dancing, regular kind of dancing. I don't dance. Are you a dancer? You like to dance?
Yeah, I love dancing. I grew up doing competition dance. But a lot of people, what is it? Zumba is big. A lot of people
Zumba.
Do those. You can get those classes at the gym.
Yeah. All right, so we have the also the event over the weekend. Beside the storm, there was another train wreck. Yet another train wreck. This time, no hazardous material on the 28 cars of the Norfolk Southern train that derailed. Again, happening in Ohio. This is Springfield, Ohio, which is more center state. The there was got to be something going on here. The derailment was in Clark County, 38 minutes from Columbus, around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The train was on its way to Birmingham, Alabama, from Bellevue, Ohio. If you've ever been, when I went to Heidelberg, I used to drive down from Cleveland to Tiffin, and I'd go through Bellevue. Bellevue is not far from Tiffin. They have a huge train yard there. It's interesting. I used to stop and watch because it's so fascinating. They had a crest. They had a little hill that they'd built, and so they bring the cars up to the top of this mound, and then obviously electronically they have switched the rails so that they can make a train by bringing the cars up to the top of the mound and then pushing, they move off of the mound and go down on the tracks that put them in. They make up trains all day long there. They're putting cars together that have come in. It's a hub. Cars come in from the east into this location that are supposed to be going west. Cars come in from the north. They're supposed to go south or whatever it is. It's fascinating to watch them. And this is something that started, I know I was in college, so it would have been in the late 50s, early 60s when they put this facility in there. And so all of these, the train had just left, basically. Bellevue to Columbus is about an hour, maybe a little over an hour. One car containing plastic pellets was involved in this. See, people, so right away, all the environmental people get hooped up, and the response probably to be expected after the reality of that car, those cars in eastern Ohio, everybody gets all worked up. Power lines were knocked down. They didn't start the cleanup until the next day of that. And so, again, nobody really knows what caused this. But the old expression, where there's smoke, there's fire. It just seems to me that this is something that's either really bad luck. And once again, where's Pete? Does anybody see Pete? I didn't see Pete. It was a repeat of No Pete, in essence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, yeah, nobody, not around anyways. Taking a day off, it's Sunday. We don't want to work on Sunday. It's disappointing to see him I was told on Friday that I shouldn't be a bully. And when I say things, like what I said regarding Trump and what's his face from Fox, it wasn't who said that he was, and I don't even see, that's how I push people's names out of my mind that I don't have any value, that don't have any value to me.
A lot of times I see faces and I forget the name.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson. Yeah. Right. So anyway, I didn't say that. Somebody else said that he was the most powerful. Was it Jennifer? I think Jennifer said that Tucker Carlson was the most powerful person in the Republican Party now. And I thought to myself, I didn't keep it to myself, actually. How in the world do you let somebody like that have that much influence? And how is it you drink that Kool-Aid and continue? Anyway, I think I called him a bimbo or a bozo or something, and I was told that I didn't. It's not an intelligent way to speak about him, nor does it make me sound.
It's not a wise way to argue.
No. Well, that's what Trump does all the time. And what is he? You know. And then I complain or say that's not the way to do it, and then I do it myself. So I was correctly called on the carpet for that. And I don't need to apologize for it. I just don't do it again. I mean, she's right. Because it does, you get lowered into that same kind of, rhetoric that doesn't make you sound good, nor does it seem like it's a good thing. So anyway, back to the storm here a little bit. Here's the story of a family out in California mourning their family member died while trying to save somebody who was stuck in a snowbank during the storm in California last week. Barbie Hughes was in Big Bear. She was run over and sustained fatal injuries. They didn't put all the pieces of this together yet, but she was killed she was walking. She was trying to help somebody, and a car came by and ran over her. And so that was, the old no good deed business. That doesn't stop me. I don't even like that expression. Do you, when you get right down to it, a no good deed, that's what kind of a thing is that to say? When people help,
the deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. No, it's not. That's no.
And I think it goes to one of those things of if you're going to do a good deed, make sure it's selfless. Otherwise, some people do good deeds with intentions because they want the notoriety or they're expecting something in return, and then maybe that's the part where it gets a little fumbled. But this was somebody who was trying to help, a stranded traveler, and then somebody else wasn't paying attention.
Yep, right, exactly. So here's what Winston Churchill said about people who are courageous. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and be quiet. Yes, I think there's a lot to be said for that, right? Don't you think? Under the circumstances. Anyway, most of what people are talking about today in terms of what happened over the weekend has to do with the weather. Although here's this story from Georgia. 100 teens at a party in Douglasville on Saturday night, and somebody goes in with a gun, starts shooting. And two of the people who were there were killed and six were wounded. The stuff is being pieced together. I've seen a couple of different things. Nobody's been arrested yet. And it's really not clear whether there's some thought to the fact that there were maybe more people, not just one person who was shooting the place up. So anyway, the sheriff's office says the shots broke out late in the evening on Saturday. And they're trying to, it was a house party. And 100 teenagers in a house party? Who allows that? I'm betting the parents weren't around for that one.
I was going to say, clearly nobody allowed that.
No, right. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on Doug's Good Day program with Jay and I, now focused on food, farm, and family items. Let's get right to the recalls of the day. GH Foods Northwest from Oregon recalling a lot of ready-to-eat salads with chicken because of misbranding and undeclared allergens. The inspection service is looking into this. The product has wheat in it, which obviously is an allergen, not because I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. It isn't because you're allergic to the wheat. It's because you're allergic to the spray and the crap that the farmers put on the big, huge producers of wheat that spray all the chemicals on them, the chemicals of which you're having a reaction to. Anyway.
Well, except for celiac disease.
Well, celiac is affected, yes,
celiac
by wheat.
That is with the actual wheat.
But it's compounded by all the stuff that's spreading. There's two things there. Anyway, this is a ready-to-eat lemon chicken and arugula salad product made in the last week of February. They have a top label that's correct, but the bottom label is not. So anyway, if you got Trader Joe's lemon chicken and arugula salad, and then you should bring it back to Trader Joe's and get your money back. Bing, bang, boom. Here's
one of the things that we've discussed, Doug, is that when people go back and ask for their money back, they should also request some more money because of the time and effort and the gas that took it.
Exactly.
But if anybody has ever done that, or if you go and you return something and you ask for not only your money back but more, will you call and tell us your experience? Because I, for one, would love to hear about that.
Yep, I would too. Social media connections, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. And our live line is 855-999-DUG, 855-999-3684. Yeah, if the store has given you a hard time, let's name the store and give them something to think about. Here's something for those of you in California warned not to eat food grown in gardens out there after a toxic spray from the Martinez Refining Company. And this was toxic dust that went into the atmosphere in this part of, this is Contra Costa, Contra Costa, part of California that's east of San Francisco. This is a great produce area. Lots of grown, lots of the things that we eat all around the country come from this valley. So, anybody who's growing food in your own garden or you've got a truck farm or something, this stuff is sprayed on top of it and it gets into the soil. Not a good thing. So let's, there are no names because this is something that's happening more locally than not at people who have the gardens. This is the toxicity of the stuff. Some of the things that are being manufactured, the way stuff is done. Losers. Speaking of losers, in Nebraska, the sheriff's office has cited two men for hunting a bald eagle so they could cook it and eat it. There you go. The report of suspicious activity in Stanton County, eastern Nebraska. Law enforcement found two men in possession of a dead bald eagle. The two of them are from another city in Nebraska. They actually are, I'm not clear whether they're illegal. They're Hondurans. And the subtle, not so subtle suggestion is that they may be here illegally. So there's a double whammy. And it is, by the way, illegal to shoot a bald eagle. And the federal, the Protection Act, there's an Eagle Protection Act that makes it illegal to kill any eagles and then eat the bird carcass. That's not what's the matter with people. Right? Here's, speaking of what's the matter. This is something, you may laugh about this, you may say, that guy. The Chick-fil-A franchise in a community in eastern Pennsylvania has a new policy that bans children under the age of 16 from eating in the restaurant. This is Roersford, Pennsylvania, right, without local supervision. So what do you think of that, Jay? Would you not go to a Chick-fil-A if they wouldn't let you bring... Yeah, go ahead.
But it could because he would have adult supervision. Yeah, their problem is that there were kids, like kind of middle school age, that were showing up in mass and loitering and causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
I understand why they did this. There was a restaurant we discussed recently, I want to say somewhere in New York, that was saying nobody under a certain age. This is just no one without a supervision.
Yep. I agree and support the move. All right, so there's that. Chick-fil-A's got 2,400 restaurants around the country. Do you know that? Yeah. Based in Atlanta, yeah. Don't try to find a Chick-fil-A on Sunday against the guy's religion that owns it. So all the stores are closed on Sunday. It is Monday, and this is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.